operators of a boarded-up nuclear uranium processing facility 40 miles west of Fort Smith want to bury more than 10,000 tons of radioactive waste on-site. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the Cherokee Nation and the state of Oklahoma are restraining such action.
Sequoia Fuels, established in 1969 near the confluence of the Arkansas and Illinois rivers in Oklahoma, processed yellow cake, or concentrated uranium, for use in nuclear reactors and nuclear weapons. Sequoia Fuels holding company, Kerr McGee, operated a number of uranium processing facilities, including its Cimarron, Oklahoma fuel fabrication plant, made famous in the 1974 feature film Silkwood. That plant was eventually shuttered, as was Sequoia Fuels, in 1993 after an accident which made national headlines. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, charged with oversight of nuclear power and weapons production in the U.S., admitted in 1986 to the New York Times that investigators routinely overlooked chemical hazards to workers and the environment in such facilities. It was that year that Pat Costner, then an independent water quality scientist and now retired senior scientist with Greenpeace International, began to investigate Sequoia Fuels, working with Native Americans for a Clean Environment based in Gore, Oklahoma.
I became involved, actually, on the issue of their spreading their waste on hay fields.
Tribal members, she says, were upset with Sequoia Fuels for spreading uranium sludge on local farm fields, classifying it as fertilizer. The company also sought to inject radioactive waste into underground disposal wells. 30 years later, the now-defunct company is still dealing with what to do with its processing waste.
Now, what do you do with waste from such a facility? There's little, blessed little, you can do with it other than perhaps to make an impervious matrix of the waste and put it in a dry, above-ground storage that's monitored from now until doomsday.
And that's exactly what Sequoia Fuels, 25 years later, has decided to do with its uranium processing waste. Back in 1999, the company submitted decommissioning plans to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. 5 years later, it agreed to spend a reported $3.5 million to remove the waste off-site. But claiming it could not find suitable off-site disposal, the company this year said it plans to bury its estimated 11,000 cubic yards of leftover radioactive waste on the defunct factory grounds.
I've looked at some description of their so-called closed cell storage. They're talking about a thin polymer plastic liner over a clay base with some fill on top. That's it, simply put. In karst terrain.
Underground limestone karst is riddled with fissures and sinkholes. The Cherokee Nation and state of Oklahoma intervened and were granted a temporary restraining order February 9th by Sequoia County District Court. Sarah Hill, longtime Cherokee Nation attorney, serves as the nation's Secretary of Natural Resources.
That particular area is right in the Cherokee Nation, and it's at the confluence of two important waters, the Illinois River and the Arkansas River.
The 600-acre Sequoia Fuels facility is bound by the Arkansas River to the south and the Illinois River to the west. According to Nuclear Regulatory Commission documents, uranium and thorium-contaminated soils and subsoils were removed in recent years, but significant groundwater contamination persists, requiring corrective action.
And when that plant was being operated, that whole area there became contaminated with different contaminants. The waste at issue at the moment is, I think it's about 12,000 cubic yards of material, 11 to 12,000 cubic yards, of what we call raffinate material. and it is more highly contaminated than the other material at the site. A lot of the other contaminated material there are old construction pads, and but this more highly contaminated material are sludges that were dewatered and bagged. And so that's the material that's at issue at the moment between Sequoia Fuels, the state of Oklahoma, and the Cherokee Nation.
We contacted Sequoia Fuels for comment, getting no response. The Yellow Cake processing facility is now owned by the federal government and managed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Cherokee Nation granted their restraining order barring Sequoia Fuels from burying nuclear waste on site. Awaits an Oklahoma Supreme Court hearing set for April 26th, forcing Sequoia Fuels to comply with the settlement agreement.
There was a hearing today in front of a referee in the Supreme Court, and there is another hearing set for April 26th, where we will have another hearing in front of the court on the preliminary injunction. So we're asking the court to determine some of the terms, like the parties' rights and responsibilities under the settlement agreement, and also wanting to really hold Sequoia Fuels responsible for holding up their end of the bargain, as we see it, to find off-site storage for that material.
Sarah Hill says water quality matters to the Cherokee Nation.
The water in northeast Oklahoma, you know, our elders say it's like the blood in our veins, that we should treat it with that kind of attention. And so that is what I've attempted to do, is to really give it our attention and to give it a higher focus tribally. I mean, it's good to have good partnerships like we've had with Oklahoma in this fight to try to be protective of that watershed there. And on other things, too, the state can be good partners with us. We work well together when we have a common goal.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has set a date for full decommissioning of Sequoia Fuels by 2020. Now, 5 years after Pat Costner's campaign to bar Sequoia Fuels from contaminating the environment, as well as plans to publish a report critical of U.S. hazardous waste incineration, her Carroll County home was torched, allegedly by arsonists. Investigators reportedly found accelerant in the remains of her office, where all her files were stored, and a gas can left in the middle of her burned-out living room. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find links associated with this and other stories you hear on today's show at our home on the web, ozarksatlarge.com. And you can also find past shows and individual stories there as well.